The 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin is gearing up for a special election following Mike Gallagher's departure. As Aditi Debnath reports, three Republicans are vying for the primary nomination in August to face the sole Democratic candidate in November's general election.
We've got a lot of great people here in Northeast Wisconsin, great Republicans running in.
Roger Roth served 12 years in the state legislature, including as Senate president, until stepping aside in 2023.
I think it's important that we have someone from Northeast Wisconsin, blue collar, worked with their hands, understands how decisions out there, how they impact families here in Northeast Wisconsin.
State Senator Andre Jacques served 14 years in the state legislature and currently represents part of Northeast Wisconsin in the state Senate. He's running on his record of bipartisan cooperation.
Everybody's going to tell you what you want to hear at election time. I'm the guy that means it.
Jacques, who now lives just outside his Senate district due to redistricting, emphasizes his experience tackling issues like government spending.
I bear the scars of having, spoken my conscience and fought for my constituents.
Both Jacques and Roth bring to the table years of experience in the state legislature. Tony Weed, a political outsider and former business owner, sees his lack of political experience as an asset. Tony Weed did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. However, in an audio interview with Wisconsin Public Radio, he said this.
I have that real-world experience of actually operating things and growing and building businesses, and I can actually go and make a difference.
The three Republicans share common ground on issues like inflation.
Federal government has to stop spending money.
We need to really look at the baseline expenditure line item and basically get into zero-based budgeting.
And border security.
Really, the first thing is we have to have a vetting and an orderly process for anybody that's looking to come into the country.
You need to build the border wall.
Each candidate has their unique selling points. Weed touts his endorsement from former President Donald Trump.
I'm very proud. The only candidate endorsed by President Trump in this race, this is an honor of a lifetime.
Senator Jacques highlights his endorsements from law enforcement and pro-life organizations as his conservative credentials.
What I'm most proud of is really, from the taxpayer's perspective, eliminating any number of subsidies for elective abortion. I've done that systematically at the state level. There are actually far more that exist at the federal level.
Roth, endorsed by former Governor Scott Walker, wants to make it mandatory for public employees to work in person.
It's time we brought civil service reform to Washington. I will take that issue that I worked on and was able to get through with Governor Scott Walker, who's endorsing me in this race. I'll be able to go and make strong advances on that issue on day one.
Despite Trump's endorsement of Weed, both Roth and Jacques remain confident in their campaigns.
Every candidate's going to have their endorsements. I don't know how much weight that in particular has.
Trump made a decision. He was given some bad information, but at the end of the day, he supports winners. We're going to win this election.
The primary election is set for August 13th. Reporting from Appleton, I'm Aditi Debnath for Here and Now.